You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Open up the champagne. It's my house. Come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. 'Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home. Tell me where.
Yeah, welcome to my house. Actually, welcome to our house. Yeah, it's the tribal place of business. Low rider. Yeah. Good morning. And welcome to our house. There's some news we need to talk about. So we'll do that this morning. And then also joining us this morning is going to be Scott Husing. So Scott Husing is a writer, best-selling author now, of a book called Echo in Ramadi. A little bit different book, though. Not just about Echo Company, 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines, of the Magnificent Bastards. A more complete book, if you would, in terms of, you know, the Gold Star families, their perspective, So you'll hear from him. He's written a book, been on a tour, you know, been all over the place, actually. Pretty impressive little thing he's put together. So you heard from Scott Husing today. So looking forward to that. And I think you'll enjoy him. The perspective that you're going to hear, which is, which I always find enjoyable perspective. Things about the experience that most people wouldn't be interested in, wouldn't identify with. And I said it before, but most people are extremely surprised when you talk about, you know, well, what's the scariest part of the experience? And you say, well, saying goodbye to your family. And they look like, what? Yeah. And so Scott, you know, talks about that in his book, and so you'll hear from him today. So looking forward to that. And then the Gunner will join us. He has Wednesday off. So that's the program today. If you missed the battle study yesterday, don't miss it. Captain Joe Patterson, United States Marine Corps, still on active duty, was a platoon commander during 3-5's deployment to the Sangin part of the Helmand province in 2010-2011. So he gives you a perspective of what that was like, what was like to be there. And if you look at the, when you look at the website, there's probably maybe 6 or 7 maps up there, kind of give you a general orientation of, you know, where Sangin is and in the Helmand Valley. And then down to his battle space that he occupied as platoon commander, and then kind of walks you through an orientation of this is the world that I lived in. And so the map's really good. There's also in there, I think you'll find interesting, a whole series of pictures that were his turnover file, or at least a portion of it, for his replacement, saying this is what you'll be doing. This is the urban area. This is the rural area. This is what it looks like. this is, you know, how they hide IEDs, stuff like that. So, so I think you'll find it interesting. As all the fourth in our battlefield studies, the fourth in our battlefield study series. So very, very cool. Very, very cool. And but what makes it cool is the sincerity of the guys that we have on, their experiences, and how much they want people to hopefully learn from their experiences, and how important that is. So. By all means, make sure you go ahead and check that out. I want to get to a few news headlines. Husing's going to join us in about 13 minutes. It's important to get the program rolling this morning. So, a good morning to you. I have this comment, you know, the headlines that China's going to retaliate for our steel. That's okay. If we all have to pay a little bit more, then that's okay. That's okay. We need to do that because, and I have to go through the audio and find the pertinent points, but Secretary of Navy just, and the comment on the Marine Corps just testified on the budget. And when asked about China, the Secretary of the Navy said, it keeps me awake at night. The way that they have weaponized their, first of all, China is now a unvarnished dictatorship. Okay? President Xi will serve as long as he cares to. There are no terms. There are no communist election. Okay, so they're not even going to go through that formality anymore. Okay, so, I mean, they don't even, just the politeness of, yeah, let's go through this charade that Mr. Putin puts on. Okay. So China and we brought them into the World Trade Organization believing that doing that would bring them more integrated into the West. They would become more westernized. That would be a good thing, right? And we would bring them into the world of nations, the family of nations, and we would get beyond all this communist shit. Well, guess what? What they've done is they've used the World Trade Organization to get their tentacles into every economy, to bring those economies and entice them with the demand of the Chinese population. And now they've weaponized that population saying, look, we will cut this off in a heartbeat unless you transfer your technology. And that starts with, you got to build your factories here. Then you got to give us your technology. And so there is a war, maybe a trade war coming with the Chinese, and we need not be afraid of that. Will it cost us all a few extra dollars? Probably. But, you know, the United States at some point has to push back on these dictator-led gangster nations that have weaponized their economy. And Russia is right behind China. That Russian natural gas pipeline gives them the same kind of coercive power and has nations like Germany standing around with their hands in their pockets while, you know, Russia annexes the Crimea. What's next? They're going to retake Latvia because they want to? Well, historically, it belongs to us. And then with the Ukraine? Well, and the Germans aren't going to do shit because, well, they'll raise the price of natural gas. So if you take a step back and you say, let me kind of opt out of the daily hysteria, that goes on in our country, okay? And let me look at the major tectonic plates, the major tectonic plates that surface around the country. Around the world and see how they're moving. Okay. What you're seeing is three dictatorships. Okay. China, Russia, and Iran destabilize most of the world. All right. And the little stupid brother that's about to get nuclear weapons is another dictatorship. And throughout history, we've been told over and over again, you cannot negotiate with dictatorships. The only thing you do is you pave the way for greater pain down the road. So whatever happens with China needs to happen with China. Right? And if they tax our agricultural goods, then so be it. They'll tax our agricultural goods. Okay, and the United States is going to have to find a way to remedy that. Either maybe we subsidize agricultural goods, right? What you lose, we make up in this trade war for at least a certain period of time till you can transition to other crops or find other markets. Okay, we'll do that. Because we cannot continue to underwrite the Chinese economic and military ascension. And if we're going to trade with countries like that, it has got to be reciprocal right across the board. And I think the president's absolutely right about that. All right. So with that said, United States Marine Corps band makes this morning official. Good morning to you. And as much shit as they've taken, this is dedicated to the law enforcement people, to include the FBI, the ATF, that all had a piece in stopping what was going on in and around Austin, Texas. So well done, boys and girls. Way to make us proud.
Country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Cloudy and 39 in Quantico with a couple weather warnings as the bad weather gets after the east coast of the country. Camp Lejeune, a couple weather warnings and clouds and 46. Granbury, sun and 57, mostly sunny. Big Timber, Montana's got clouds and 36. 29 Palms, mostly cloudy, 59 degrees. Camp Pendleton, warming up, clouds and 61, that's more like it. Okinawa's got a storm warning, clouds, dark, 59 degrees. It's a little bit cooler there. Marja, warmer there. Dark, clear, 76. Currently at the home of All Marine Radio, cloudy and 62. Looking for a high of 65 with rain today. 64 tomorrow with partly sunny skies and 63 on Saturday with cloudy skies. That straight up sucks. All right. Not going to lie to you. I would tell you a bunch of stories. Marines considering forward firing rockets on MV-22 Osprey fleet. Story about drone pack could resupply. Resupply you with what? What are those little helicopters going to bring you? An MRE? Right? A box of pencils? Like, maybe the big helicopters can bring you what you need, and maybe we can do remote. Marine Corps has already been experimenting with that. So, interesting. Public opinion wanted on plans for new Desert Storm War Memorial. Wow, I didn't even know they were building one. So we'll talk to Mike about the Marine Corps' decision to buy the P-320. So we'll talk about that. The early bird top five stories are, after 15 years, Iraq vets in Congress worry lawmakers learned little from the war. Two armies all-in-one night vision goggle will merge sighting, shooting, and battlefield awareness. Three Congress races to pass a $1.3 trillion defense-friendly omnibus and avoid a shutdown. Four school board fires teacher, that's still in the news. Five, storm coming from Beijing, despite the calm, according to the Taiwan spy chief. Stars and Stripes. U.S. military plans evacuation drill at same time as war games with South Korea. Citadel has its first woman that will command the entire student corps of cadets, or whatever they call themselves. Navy's offering bonuses. And then from USA Today comes this story that doesn't appear in any of the rest of them. Marine Corps Commandant orders new investigation of sexual harassment claims in Quantico. And that's on the tails of a report a few days ago by USA Today. Sexual harassment, racism, and a secret settlement at the crossroads of the Marine Corps, according to a report. A Marine colonel who investigated a sexual harassment claim at a troubled program inside the Marine Corps' Quantico headquarters was later counseled for allegedly harassing the wife of the unit's chaplain, referring to her as eye candy. Yeah, how about that shit? A Marine Inspector General's report in 2015 called out a toxic work environment. Listen to this. At the Marine and Family Programs Division in Quantico. You got to be kidding me. So at the Marine Family Programs Division at the crossroads of the Marine Corps, we've got idiots there. A report says the program struggled with complaints of sexual harassment, racial bias, and bad management, including a secret settlement reached with one official to get her to leave quietly from the base known as the Crossroads of the Marine Corps. They then hired her back within 24 months. Two civilian employees complained in 2013 about an officer who they said lured them to individual meetings and then showed them his erection. Yeah, and then there's a picture of a colonel by the name of Atkiss. The investigation into the troubled Marine and the Family Programs Division, which included the Corps' Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Program, showed that Colonel Ernest Atkiss was appointed in 2013 to investigate one or several allegations of sexual harassment against the Marine officer. Atkiss found the complaint about inappropriate texts from the officer failed to meet the threshold of definition of sexual harassment. 2 years later, Atkiss was himself the subject of an investigation into harassment. The division's chaplain, a Navy lieutenant commander, told the inspector general that his wife was the subject of inappropriate comments. She worked directly for Atkiss. The colonel called his spouse eye candy, according to the report. Atkiss' supervisors investigated the chaplain's comment and counseled Atkiss. The report says, Atkiss, who has retired, could not be reached for comment. Anyway, so I just found it odd that these two stories, and you know, this is memo to how white hot sexual harassment is an issue. Okay, so that's the stories of two officers, and now what they'll do is they'll make the linkage that the Marine Corps is out of touch, hasn't done enough, just like it hasn't policed the DOD, it hasn't policed the internet of all these images and all these sites, right? And then they'll say the reason this is this way is because we don't have integrated training and boot camp, because that's the agenda. But make no mistake about it, there's not a lot harder issue in the Marine Corps than harassment. It lays in the weeds, and all it needs is a little bit of fire, and it becomes international headlines. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you're going to hear my guest today, and that is Scott Husing. And he was a company commander. He's a prior enlisted guy, grew up in the Chicago area, Waukegan, Illinois, but kind of a rough and tumble kid, found his way, enlisted in the Marine Corps. Was in Operation Desert Storm, Desert Shield, as an enlisted Marine, and then got out, went to college, stayed in the reserve, went to college, then got commissioned, wound up being Echo Company, 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines, the Magnificent Bastards, in Ramadi in 2006. He's written a book called Echo in Ramadi, and you can do a search on it, and you will get all kinds of stuff on it. So you're going to hear from Scott Husing coming up next on a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled machine anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.